Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Don't let the excitement of your youth cause you to forget the Creator.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Hey, it is a new year. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. Don't you feel good? Well, okay. Maybe you don't feel good. Maybe you don't feel as good as I feel. But that's all right. You can feel good. You feel better. You can feel better. Listen, lift your head up. Be somebody new. Just change the way you think. This is a whole nother place. This is a whole nother place. Change the way you think. Let your neighbors see the change in you. You know, some people say, I'm turning over a new leaf. Just turn over your life and let God guide you. And that'll be the new leaf you need. That'll be the only leaf you need. I had to say that right, because you start talking about leaves and people get the wrong idea. But I'm telling you, God is the only change that you need. He is the only change that you need. And a lot of times people say, well, you're just saying that. You're saying, well, listen, ask God for yourself. How can you change things? Ask God. Ask Him. He'll tell you. He'll show you what you need to do so that you can be a better mom, a better dad, a better son, a better daughter, a better aunt, a better uncle, you know, a better grandparent, a better guardian, whatever you need to be better in. God will show you what you need to do. And listen, I can only talk in generalities, but God can be specific, and He will be specific for you, because He'll be talking directly to you. Me as a preacher, or all of us as ministers, what we're supposed to do is point people back to God. I'm not trying to get you to join my church. I'm not trying to get you to follow me. If you get anything out of it, I'm surprised. I'm going to do it because God told me to do it, but I don't look for more followers, and I don't look for more listeners. I don't do that. I say, yeah, hey, go and share the broadcast so we can get more listeners. But that's not my focus. I don't sit there. Oh, we got to get another 1,000 listeners. Oh, we got to get another 10,000 listeners. Oh, I don't do that. I don't do that. All I want God to do is to bless people. If they can get something out of it, I'm hoping that I'm saying everything that God wants me to say. That's what I'm hoping, because if I'm saying what He wants me to say, then people will get the benefit. If I'm saying what He said, he'll back up what I'm saying with something in your life. He'll start helping you in your life because you'll be able to hear what I'm saying. Well, it's not really me. It's really Him. You get it? So if I'm saying what He wants me to say, then you can hear Him clearly. But even if I'm not saying what He wants me to say, I pray that God translates whatever I'm saying to you so that you can get what you need. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because sometimes preachers, they get it wrong. All of them. Even me, I guess. You know, the whole thing is being able to know that God is in charge regardless of what we're trying to broadcast, what we're trying to podcast, what we're trying to put on whatever, you know, on whatever site, you know, whatever, however we're trying to get the word out. God is in control of it. Listen, the God we serve, the God who created the universe, the world, all the planets in it, all that space, even the black holes, if there are any, whatever there are out there, He made this whole thing. And all we could ever do is trust Him to run it. You know, you don't run your life. God runs your life. You know, he don't make you do things. When I'm saying He's running your life, I'm not saying He's making you do anything. But he's actually protecting you when you're not even looking. When you're not even looking, he's protecting. And that's what you got to remember. While you're young and you can remember, don't let the excitement of your youth make you or cause you to forget God. Don't ever let that happen to you. It won't be swell for you. I tell you that. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number one. Okay. Don't let the excitement of your youth cause you to forget your creator. Honor him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. You know, it comes a time in everybody's life when you begin to see real life. You know, the real life pains, real life events, real life letdowns, pickups. And it'll seem like a lot of times that there are more letdowns than pickups. More negative than positive. That's what it'll appear like. As if to be, you know. And when you're young, everything's, you know, you're strong. I'm going to last forever. I'm going to do this forever. But if you forget about your creator while you're young, it's going to be hard for you to really, really motivate yourself to follow that creator when you get older. Yeah, because you begin to see the world a different way. It's not as fun anymore. Verse number two, remember him before the light of the sun, moon, and stars is dim in your old eyes and rain clouds continually darken your sky. He says, before you get older, you know, before your eyes start getting bad or you can't see or all those things. The rain clouds continually darken your sky is what he says. You got to remember him. You better remember him. It gets bad because if you don't remember him before those things happen, those things that happen, the bad side of life or the stressful part of life, right? Those things will keep you from seeing the creator. Because you'd be worried trying to fix it as opposed to talking to him about fixing it, talking to him about taking care of it. You know, you won't remember him. You won't remember all those days where he was taking care of you and doing things. It'd be hard for you to see it as an older person because the wears and stresses of life. Verse number three, remember him before your legs, the guards of your house start to tremble. Your legs are the guard of your house, of your body. Starts to tremble. And before your shoulders, the strong men stoop. You know, so remember him before your legs start to tremble. And before your shoulders stoop. Remember him before you get old. It'll be a lot easier to deal with being older if you remember him in your youth. You know, there are some people who are going to start believing in God in an older age or in their 50s, in their 60s, in their 70s. And that's fine, too, because the point is to believe. And that's great. But it would be much better for you to have remembered him in your youth because you can train your body to forget him. That's what happens when we get older. The tales and stresses of life begin to wear you down, and then you don't remember all the good stuff that God's been doing. All right. Let's see here. Remember him before your teeth stop grinding. And so it's in Ecclesiastes, they're making a point here, but it's a little comedy in here. It reads like this. Remember him before your teeth, your few remaining servants stop grinding. So he called your teeth your remaining servants. You know, the few bit that you have, they stop grinding. And before your eyes, the women looking through the window see dimly. Before your eyes see dimly, you know, you might want to remember him. Verse number four, remember him before the door to life's opportunities is closed and the sound of work fades. Now you rise at the first chirping of the birds, but then all your sounds will grow faint. You know, you jump up now to the first set of birds chirping, But then all their sounds will be growing faint when you get older. You barely hear those birds. You barely hear the chirping. This is what God says. Before you get old. Now, you can be old and still hear. It's not what he's saying. But he's saying, before you get old, remember the Creator. Remember the Creator. When you get older, you're not. It's going to be harder for you to do that. Verse number 5. Remember him before you become fearful of falling and worry about danger in the streets. You know, when you're young, you don't worry about danger in the streets. You just go out there. Therefore, okay, verse number 5 again. Before your hair turns white like an almond tree in bloom, and you drag along without energy like a dying grasshopper, and the capybara no longer inspires sexual desire. I told you, don't forget that the Lord is good. Ooh, this is the most comical set of verses I've read in a while. Remember him before you near the grave, your everlasting home, when the mourners will weep at your funeral. This is what God says. Verse number 6. Yes, remember your Creator now while you are young, before the silver cord of life snaps and the golden bowl is broken. Don't wait until the jar is smashed, the water jar is smashed at the spring, and the pulley is broken at the well. For then the dust will return to the earth, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Remember him while you can. Remember him while you can. In your youth, enjoy God. Enjoy God. Remember him. Because when you get older, it's easier to continue to enjoy him, because you have something to remember him by, something that you remembered from your youth. It's something about it. It says, for when the dust will return to the earth and the spirit will return to God who gave it. That's what happens after the grave. Your body goes back to the earth, but your spirit goes back to God. That's why I tell you, you'll see each other again. Yep. Because the spirit don't die. Only the body dies. Ain't that what happened to Jesus? The body died. And the spirit went up and came back. The very spirit went to preach to the souls and to remind them about the Creator.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean. Or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.